Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 79 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Governor Matt Bevin has signed a pension relief bill into law.
The city of Moorhead and St. Clair Healthcare are assessing flood damages.
Officials in Perry County are hoping to bring in hundreds of new jobs.
Law enforcement officials are warning of an uptick in counterfeit currency.
In sports, the Reds are wrapping up their series with the Brewers.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 58, Thursday sunny with a high near 83, Thursday night clear with a low around 59, Friday sunny with a high near 86, Friday night mostly clear with a low around 63, Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 87, Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 65, Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 88, Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 66.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin signed a pension relief bill into law just hours after the Senate passed the House bill without amendments. According to WKYT, House Bill 1 looks to provide relief for regional universities and quasi-governmental agencies. Senate Minority Floor Leader Morgan McGarvey spoke as the session ended this afternoon.
We are ending the state's partnership with its employees. And maybe it's not obvious today, but I think if that happens, it's the beginning of the end for state pensions in this state.
Only two Republicans voted against the bill, along with the nine Democrats in the Senate. The bill comes with an emergency clause, which means it will take effect immediately after being signed.
While Kentucky lawmakers were working on a pension bill he wants them to pass, Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been in Colorado talking trade with the vice president. A photo showing Bevin attending a speech by Vice President Mike Pence at a Republican Governors Association event in Colorado was circulated Tuesday on Twitter. Bevin faces a tough re-election challenge from Democrat Andy Beshear, who has been critical of the trip. Beshear's campaign said Tuesday that Bevin can't be bothered to show up as lawmakers debate his pension proposal. Bevin tweeted that he met with Pence to discuss trade issues affecting Kentucky. A special legislative session costs taxpayers about $66,000 daily.
The city of Moorhead is still assessing damages caused to the downtown area during flash floods on Monday evening. 4 inches of rain fell in a short amount of time, causing stormwater damage, trees to fall, and roadways to be impassable. Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown said flooding occurred in places that had never experienced issues in the past.
There was tremendous flooding in the police department. There was some in the conference center. We had flooding all across First Street, Bridge Street, North Wilson, and Knapp had major flooding as well. If you were to drive up those roads, it looked like someone dug up all of the rock in those creeks and just poured it on top of the road.
White Brown says some residents were without power during the flooding, but no one was injured. Recreation officials have been working to clean mud from the entrance of City Park and the city's baseball fields.
While some water did make its way into the facility during heavy rains this week, officials with St. Clair Medical Center are saying everything is fine. Valerie Campbell is the director of marketing and public relations for St. Clair. She says things looked bad in some social media posts during Monday's flooding, but it really wasn't long until everything was dealt with.
Cleanup went very quickly because it just came in and went out. I mean, it was, you know, we don't have the estimated cost of the cleanup, but nothing was damaged, and so we really just cleaned it.
Flash flooding Monday resulted in multiple instances of water-covered roads and washouts in Rowan County.
The Kentucky Department of Public Health strike team of nurses is offering hepatitis A vaccines at the county jails and other locations across the state. The effort comes as Kentucky's hepatitis A outbreak has become the deadliest in the country, with a death toll of 58. Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Jeff Howard says in some rural communities, more than 80% of patients with hepatitis A also report substance abuse. He says reaching at-risk populations has been particularly challenging.
And what we realized is that getting nursing staff from the health department to go to the jails was an obstacle because over time, our health departments have become so lean, especially in the clinical rooms, they often didn't have expendable staff. We developed this nurse vaccination team, strike team as it's been called, to be able to go out and fill that need throughout the community.
Since April, the strike team has provided more than 2,000 hepatitis A vaccinations across the Commonwealth. The outbreak began in Jefferson County in 2017. Since then, more than 4,000 cases in nearly all of Kentucky's counties have been reported.
Insulin for All is a national group aiming to raise awareness about the continued increase of the drug, and Kentucky's chapter is working to spread the message. The price of insulin has risen from around $20 to around $275 through the years. Chapter member Larry Smith tells WYMT his daughter has type 1 diabetes and something needs to be done.
A lot of people blame the pharmaceuticals, but there's some middlemen in there that I think are the real problem. Go to your congressman, go to your senators, and have them do something about this.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate this week called the Insulin Price Reduction Act. Three other senators have already backed this bill.
Officials with the Perry County Fiscal Court are hoping to bring hundreds of jobs to the region. WYMT reports the company would be located at the Coalfields Industrial Park in Perry County. If the company agrees, it could create 400 to 600 jobs. Perry County Judge Executive Scott Alexander spoke with WYMT.
It's another exciting day. We don't have them yet, but we're at the table talking with them. We're hoping to get another one and to see that park eventually full of jobs and full of opportunity for the people of East Kentucky.
Alexander says the resolution that was approved in the meeting allows the county to negotiate and sign an agreement with the company.
Arrangements have been announced for the 12-year-old Wolf County girl killed in an ATV crash last week. LEX 18 reports Macy Morris was riding a side-by-side ATV with two friends last week when they wrecked and the vehicle rolled on top of her. The Wolf County School District has made grief counselors available for fellow classmates. Kenny Bell is a superintendent.
Macy was just a ray of light. She was just so kind, such a good teammate, such a good classmate. Just kind of kid that lights up a room when they walk into it.
Morris's visitation will be this evening at the Porter and Son Funeral Home in Campton at 6. Her funeral will be there at 2 tomorrow. Kentucky law says individuals under age 16 must wear a helmet when operating an ATV. The Wolf County Sheriff's Department is investigating the crash.
One person died in a house fire in Clark County after a fire and explosion occurred Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 72-year-old Michael Snowden and his wife were inside the house when the fire started. Both originally made it out safely before Snowden returned inside. Clark County Fire Chief Ernest Barnes tells WKYT they are still investigating the incident.
Location of some of the debris, it looks like there might have been an explosion, maybe in the back part of the house. The initial reports were that he might have gone back into the house to maybe get something.
By the time fire departments arrived, the house was already engulfed and authorities say they could hear oxygen tanks exploding. The state fire marshal's office and fire explosives investigators will work to determine the exact cause.
Law enforcement officials are warning of a recent uptick in counterfeit currency. Pikeville Police Department Detective Bruce Collins said the department has seen the issue recently in the form of $100 bills. He said the bills in circulation are very similar to real bills, so people should be cautious when dealing with cash. Collins says businesses should keep an eye out for Chinese writing on cash, no watermark, similar serial numbers, or overly worn spots on the bills. Collins said anyone who believes they received counterfeit money should contact their local law enforcement agency immediately. Police can then work to track the bills back to their origin point.
A man has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Mount Sterling. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports 38-year-old James Jones of Sharpsburg has been charged with attempted murder regarding the incident last week. He's accused of shooting 23-year-old Robert Thompson in the arm during an incident in front of People's Choice on East Locust Street. Thompson was taken to the University of Kentucky Hospital to have the bullet removed and has since been released.
District 30 Senator Brandon Smith says his house was burglarized last week. It is not the first time this has happened. Smith tells WYMT it is the second time in 4 weeks someone has attempted to get into the home. Smith says he and his family were not home at the time of the burglary.
Our surveillance system triggered an alarm at almost 4 a.m. in the morning. Security camera enough, it's just not enough.
Anyone with information about the incident should call Hazard City Police.
And taking a quick look at sports, the Cincinnati Reds are currently wrapping up their series with the Brewers this afternoon. since he picked up the win in the first two games, with last night's game coming as a 14-6 blowout. Manager David Bell spoke with Fox Sports Ohio, saying he hopes the momentum keeps up.
You know, you don't have too many opportunities like that, and it's good in a lot of ways. It's good for our offense. Guys get at bats. We had a lot of guys get at bats, and I used the whole bench, and, you know, a lot of offense, a lot of hits. So, you know, for confidence, that's great. Hopefully we can get that to carry over. And
the Reds will have tomorrow off. They'll be back at home Friday to start a three-game series with the Rockies. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook, and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ reached all-time highs as a rally in chip stocks helped investors shake off regulatory concerns facing big tech. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually showed a loss of 79.22 at 27,269.97 as the blue chip average was held back by weakness in Boeing and Caterpillar, among other stocks. The broader market was stronger, the S&P finishing with a gain of 14.09 at a record closing high of 3,019.56, and the NASDAQ Composite also set a record closing level today, finishing with a gain of 70.1 at 8321.50. Earnings, of course, were in focus today, and UPS and AT&T both got a boost from strong results, UPS jumping more than 8% after posting earnings and revenue that topped analyst expectations. The company said its strong results were driven by higher demand for its next-day air and ground services. AT&T was up 3.6% after the company reported net phone subscriber growth that topped estimates. The telecom giant also raised its 2019 free cash flow guidance. Among your losers today, Boeing was down 3.1% after the aerospace giant posted a massive loss for the previous quarter. The loss comes as costs pile up while its 737 MAX jet remains grounded. The company warned it could suspend production of its flagship jet if delays would worsen. Caterpillar shares were down 4.5% after the company reported weaker than expected earnings and revenue amid rising costs. The company has been under pressure as U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods remain in place while the two countries try to work out a trade deal. Overall, earnings season is off to a good start, with about a quarter of S&P 500 companies reporting second quarter earnings through this morning. 78% of those had posted a better than expected profit, according to FactSet. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.6% at $55.87 a barrel. Gold was up 0.3% at $1,425.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were pretty quiet, with the Stock 600 index up less than 0.1%. Asia had a good day with the Nikkei up 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.8%. Turning out to stocks of local interest, it was Walmart down 13 cents at $111.96, U.S. Bancorp up 57 cents at $56.60, UPS up $9.14 at $114.41, Marathon Petroleum up $1.95 at $57.66, and Anthem was down $13.69, finishing at $288.90. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.